Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jerry Silberman is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is a new friend, but kind of not, in a way he's not a new friend, because we have so much in common, and we also have a wonderful mutual friend in Barbara Weltman. Jerry, folks, as I mentioned earlier, is the founder and CEO of Corporate Turnaround. He's been working in the debt restructuring industry for a long time, the collection industry for a long time. He knows both sides of the table, and he's our new friend. Jerry, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. Now, remind me about the book that you and Barbara wrote together.
About a year ago, we have a mutual friend, Barbara Weltman, who is an attorney and one heck of a writer.
My audience knows her very well.
Yeah, and we teamed up. Actually, she came into my office to do an article on our company in her small business newsletter, and she walks in with about a dozen books, and she's not a big person. She's got about a dozen books, which were bigger than her.
They weighed more than she does.
Exactly my point. You saw the visual right there.
Yeah.
and she walks in, and she says, here. And I said, what are these? She says, these are some of the books that I've written, and they were
some,
all...
Some, with the operative word being some.
Yes, because she's written so many. She couldn't carry all of them. They'd
yeah.
be taller than her.
That's
and,
right.
And she walks in, and I said, oh, really? Because we were there to do an article for her newsletter. And I see all these books, and they were appropriate for my clients, for these small
mm-hmm.
businesses that were having trouble.
Right.
And I said, I'm quite the expert on helping really small businesses deal with their debt problems. Maybe we can write a book together. She goes, that's a good idea. The next day, I just meet her for the first time. The next day, she calls me back. She says, my publisher thinks it's a good idea, and we're going to do it. So that was probably the easiest business deal I think I've ever made.
When Barbara says something, she means business.
Unbelievable.
And of course, the book is called Small Business Survival Book,
mm-hmm.
and it's outstanding. Which Barbara, which I, if I'm not mistaken, we launched on this show with Barbara a year or so ago. Jerry, as I told my audience earlier in the hour, there's almost nothing that we're going to talk about today with regard to small business owners getting themselves into a bind, getting upside down with their bills, with their obligations, and getting into a cash crunch, the likes of which, they never thought that it would happen, and getting into a situation where you're having difficulty basically moving forward, and there almost is nothing that we can talk about that I haven't experienced or seen. Many of them I've experienced. So these are all things that are, the things that happen to small business owners, they never think about when they start their business, do they?
No, it's unfortunate. And like you said earlier, I hate to use the word so many times in what we talk about with these small businesses having trouble, but the key word is there's two things. One is being undercapitalized. Small businesses
yep.
tend to be undercapitalized.
They're always undercapitalized.
Right. But the second thing is people... They're undercapitalized because they don't have the foresight to see the problems that may rear their ugly head in
yep.
the future. And that's really what happens to these people. You can start a business and things can be going well, but you never know. Something like a family sickness or a personal sickness may happen.
Or a customer that just goes away.
You've
been counting on a customer, or a contract you didn't get, or whatever. A bankruptcy by a customer.
You don't need me. You're the expert. but that's exactly right. Let's say you have a thriving small business, but you have one customer, a big company that's a customer, and all of a sudden that company files Chapter 7 or
yep.
Chapter 11. You're dead. You're almost dead in the water, and all the money that they owed you, you owe out to your creditors. Now what do you do? And that's the kind of predicament that our clients get caught up in.
Well, exactly. And the point that we're making here, folks, is some of these issues are self-imposed, and some of them are imposed by others. For example, the classic one, Jerry, is the person who did not understand that they could actually succeed themselves out of business. They could actually grow so fast. The biggest problem is they don't realize that when they work so hard to grow their business, they've also got to work hard to fund that growth.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And they get upside down that way. But I've got a story about a company. This is like a 70-year-old company, second generation, actually about to become third generation management. Company is really, really doing well. They were so proud of all the things that they'd accomplished. But they a pretty good sized business. I'm talking, you know, several million dollars a year in annual sales. And one of their customers had a bunch of their inventory and a bunch of their receivables. And one night, this is a big customer, one night the company padlocked the fence and moved out of the building and took bankruptcy and left these people, walked off, you know, basically went into bankruptcy with their receivables, and their inventory was locked up inside the building for like a year.
Right.
And so they went from being on top of the world to almost out of business overnight.
Well, how'd they survive?
Well, they just gutted it out. They did the things that you talk to people about, Jerry. Mm-hmm. They called their banks. They said, "Here's what's going on. We want to work with it. We want to work this out if we can." And so they worked it out. But I mean, that's what you do for a living.
Right. See, what we do is what most people can't really do for themselves. Let me give you a metaphor. If you get a cut, you don't need a doctor. You just get a Band-Aid, and you can do that on your own. But when you have a serious financial problem, just like if you got a real deep gash, you've got to go to the emergency room. You've got to get patched up, and you've got to be looked at and taken care of by a doctor. It's the same thing here. If you have a minor cash flow problem, and by the way, let me regress for a second. I'm talking to small businesses. I'm not talking to big companies here.
Right.
I'm talking to businesses that do anywhere from $250,000 a year in sales up to really $20 million, but most
right.
of our clients aren't near $20 million.
Right.
We're really helping the small, what I call mom and pops.
These are people who don't have a lot of different channels for capital.
Oh, it that's the first thing. You know,
yeah.
These people are not experts on getting financing. That's the first thing. And I'll tell you how they get financing. What's the easiest way to get financing? Use your credit cards. And by the way, how are those interest rates on those credit cards? So what happens is because people don't have, small businesses don't have the real wherewithal to get financing. Or,
yep.
And it's not just wherewithal. Even if they knew how to get financing, when you're a small business, if you don't have collateral, you're going to have a problem there. If your credit is less than perfect, you're going to have a problem there.
If you're not a public company, then, you know, you've got some challenges. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of this outstanding conversation with our new friend Jerry Silberman, CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround. Stay with us.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning bright. It don't matter
where. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can find the show, a number of different ways, including the ability to podcast each individual interview. We have thousands of archives of past shows that we've done, and we have thousands of articles that somebody has written, either me or my Brain Trust members, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter there. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday, and that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. My knowledge base, which is askjim.biz, is where you can go to get small business answers now. We've anticipated your questions, and we have the answers right there. And then you can, and of course, no barrier to entry. If you can get to our websites, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Jerry Silberman, ladies and gentlemen, with a B, Silberman, is the CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround. And Jerry, give us your website too, please.
It's don'tdeclare.com.
Don'tdeclare.com. And he's talking about bankruptcy, ladies
That's
and gentlemen.
Right. Don't declare bankruptcy, but it's just don'tdeclare.com.
Tell us about what you mean by that.
By not filing for bankruptcy?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the whole idea of our program. Bankruptcy is usually intended to be a last resort for businesses.
Right.
And, you know, nobody wants to get saddled with a bankruptcy. And really, I don't think most people really want to burn their creditors. The people that we deal with genuinely want to pay their creditors. In our contract that the customer signed, I think it says, I want to pay my creditors right up front.
Right.
If somebody says, you know, if a company is out there and they do have a debt problem and they say to us, how much can we save by you negotiating with our creditors, by you negotiating them down? We say, you can't expect to save anything. Our program is designed to get small businesses out of debt based on a budget, on a monthly budget that they can actually afford.
Right.
So if I can give you an actual rundown over an average client. An average client will have about $100,000 in debt. Now, that's average. Some clients have $1 million in debt. Some clients have as little as $15,000 in debt. Now, $15,000 may not seem like a lot of debt to you, but the bottom line is,
to some people,
it's
insurmountable.
$15,000, that's a huge mountain ahead.
That's right. That's right.
So, again, our average client has about $100,000 in debt and maybe a dozen creditors in that group. And they don't know what to tell these people when they call. And the company...
And worse, they may not be taking the calls, and that's the bad thing.
And you know, people assume because they're not taking the calls or dodging their calls, it's because they are a deadbeat.
Right.
Now, that's not true at all. The reason is they don't know what to tell you. See, I have a definition of a deadbeat. A deadbeat is someone that actually has the money and the ability to pay,
right,
but isn't willing to part with their money. The only
right
way to get paid from a deadbeat is to sue them. That's
right.
why we have collection attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
You go to these people when you have a deadbeat, when they have assets, when they have the ability to pay, and they say, I'm not going to pay you unless you sue me. That's why you have collection attorneys. However, the opposite of a deadbeat is someone that doesn't have the ability to pay, and I'm talking businesses only, not individuals, a business that really doesn't have the ability to pay but wants to pay their creditors. That's the exact opposite of a deadbeat. These are the people that these are the companies that we try to attract into our company,
right,
so we can help them. So now, again, let's take the example. They have $100,000 in debt. Typically, our clients give us about 3% of what they owe to these problem creditors per month. Why do I say problem creditors? Because hopefully our clients are able to pay their bank, their landlord, the electricity to keep the lights on. Because once
right
you don't pay your utility, you know, your electric bill,
right,
they can shut your lights off.
Everything
you
else
can't
stops.
Operate your business. That's right. So these are what I call...
And it also stops the phone calls.
That's right.
Hopefully,
yeah,
it stops the phone calls. Well, I'm glad you're talking about this, folks, because... Jerry's talking about this, ladies and gentlemen, because I want you to know that bankruptcy is not the first step; it's the last step. And Jerry, just so people know, and I don't mind telling people this, you know, I have been to the point where I actually had a bankruptcy judge say to me many years ago. He said, "Jim, you're who bankruptcy laws were made for. File bankruptcy." And I said, "You know what? I know that you're right. I know that I should, but I'm not going to. I'm going to pay everybody their money back." And I did. And today, I've got more credibility with my bank than you could imagine, because they know that I could have filed and I didn't. And they got all their money back.
That gives you tremendous credibility.
And see, that kind of a turnaround, as you say, the name of your company, that kind of turnaround is incredibly powerful if you can gut it out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
well,
it?
It's fantastic, and we have a tremendous track record. As a matter of fact, if our clients can just afford what they say they can afford, the small amount that we ask them up, again, using this $100,000
right
of problem debt example, if they're giving us $3,000 a month, if they can just make those $3,000 a month payments, and here's a kicker, and not talk to their creditors. See, that,
right,
you know how they don't want to
right
talk to their creditors?
Just focus on the work. Yeah.
That's right. Let them
yeah
focus on growing their business, on developing revenues. That's where they need to be focused. We handle – here's the best part of what we do. We take the burden off our clients' shoulders. A, they're
Jerry,
not that
I'm going to have to stop you because we're running out of time, because I want to make sure we get your website out there. And you have a free offer you want to make. Go ahead.
Absolutely. The website is don'tdeclare.com. And if you go there, you'll see that we have a guide – for you to do it yourself, to get your own small business out of debt. It's called How to Pay Debts You Can't Afford. We call it the Do-It-Yourself Guide. And it's right at don'tdeclare.com.
That's a quality company, ladies and gentlemen, who will give you something that they charge for. That's a quality company. Jerry, thank you for making that offer to my audience. Don'tdeclare.com. Check out the free offer. Jerry Silberman with a B. He and I will, Jerry, I'll get you back on the show another time. We got a lot more to talk about.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jerry. See you later next time. quick break. Right back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.